Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So how much love do you need? We all need love, hey?
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The BMOC didn't go out on the air. You're feeling yourself, so tell the people what you said.
Well, you said to me, so did you send the video?
Yeah. Of Broussard saying you were Larry Legend.
Family knows how good I was.
And your partner, you said you made her fall in love with you as she watched you hoop. I said, my man's incredible.
Dude.
D3, Evan.
She wasn't the only woman who fell in love with me after she saw me play basketball.
Oh, man.
She was the lucky one.
Anyway, you said, hey, you're going to the game tonight, and you said out loud during the break, because we do talk, hey, who's on the Clipper coaching staff I know? Jason Powell, been the trainer for the Clippers. I got to give him love, from Oakland since 1999. Used to hoop with him at Merritt College.
Now,
so
I wonder,
he's held that job down. Proud of you.
I wonder if he's technically part of the coaching staff, if he's the athletic trainer. Boy, that's a fine line there.
Yeah, 99. Yeah, in 99,
staff.
He became head athletic trainer.
The basketball staff.
He sits right next to
the coaching staff. Yeah.
Well, he's not a basketball coach, but he's on the staff.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
You know Jason?
I know who he is.
Okay, gotcha.
For sure, he's been a fixture.
And Brian Shaw's on the staff.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll bump into him. Joe Lacob and the Warriors are going all in for 2 years. That's what the owner said recently, and here's where I want to start the conversation. Let me ask you this. If I ask Warrior fans, how you feeling about where the Warriors are right now, just right now, going into this season, 4 days away, my answer would be, I'm not crazy about where they are. I don't like how old they are. I don't like that they don't really have, and I don't want to get into Kuminga right off the bat, I don't feel like they have enough emerging players, good, solid, productive, winning role, role players who are a little younger that can really pick up the slack for the older guys when they're going to need it. Okay. I'm not crazy about where they're at, but it's where they're at. Like, you can't change anything.
No doubt.
You can't go back and trade Draymond Green. I'm not saying you want to, but all right. So I'm not crazy about where they're at, but this is what we have. So what do you think a 2-year window means and looks like? Like, let's talk about some scenarios.
All right. No. Well, you tell me if this even qualifies. Your main actors are going to be your main actors for 2 more years. Nobody's going to break into that or supersede.
I'm trying to think if I should disagree now or wait till the end.
Wait till the end, because I'm almost over. So with that, we know who our main characters are. So now, to me, I look at the West, and I'm not buying Houston without Van Vliet, Phoenix, Dallas. I do love Dallas, Denver with their additions, OKC. The basketball part of this is there. What you said struck me, because you said, I'm paraphrasing, the others, you don't see, you know, enough of those guys. Kuminga meets that and supersedes it to me. So I'm being proactive with that. I think the nights that these guys need to take off, Steph or what have you, Kuminga, Moody at times, Pods, go out there and they got enough to get that done. So the basketball component to me has me excited. Their record, I know it was last year, we've added Horford, and I'm saying we because I'm part of it. But the bottom line, Steiny, is only injury scares me. So this is what it's going to be for two more years, and then there's one caveat. Come January, if Kuminga and this experiment doesn't work out, that's what I'll call it, I'm excited about what might come back to where you would say, goo, they got what I thought they didn't have in Kuminga. If a trade goes down, I like where we're at, man. I really, truly do.
That's fair. 888-957-9570 is the number. You like where the Gold State Warriors are at right now heading into the season. And I also understand it's easy to like a lot of teams right now going into the season. We don't have to get fixated on the age thing either. I mean...
It's a part of it,
still,
though.
Right, yeah. But I still think this team is small overall. Mm. I still think this team lacks a little athleticism. I think their shooting is... Could be a three-point shooting, could be a little bit of an issue, like it was last year. Here's the way I look at the two-year window. We're talking about what Joe Lacob said about where this team is right now. I believe, and I'm parsing words here, but he says it's a two-year window. And you said it's a two-year window, so for 2 years, the big three is going to be here.
We know who leads us.
I don't agree that the big three will absolutely be here for the next 2 years. The way I'm here in this two-year window is we're allowing for a two-year window, but we reserve the right at any point when we determine in that two-year window, if we do that the window's closed, then it's over. I feel like he's saying, we're giving you 2 years, but we'll pull the plug early if
what's things, that look like?
Well,
though?
if let's just say, forget, I don't want to say put any specifics on it, but let's say halfway through the year the Warriors are 19-23.
Oh man!
Well, at that point you don't say, well, even though we're not very good, we're going to keep this together, the big three together for two more years if it's not working through the first quarter of those 2 years. So I think it's a 2 year opportunity window, but I do think the way I'm hearing Lacob talk, he's ready to pivot if and when he has to. It's just a matter of what that would look like.
But would you admit though, Stoney, that is the Titanic? Like I remember in your records, 19-23. That's a disaster. Like
it's kind of what they were last year. Weren't they like 20?
Yeah, but without Jimmy. Yeah, it was bad. I was panicked.
Okay.
So I just expect the basketball component of this will not allow them to be that bad.
This is also something I've said, and people question it, but sometimes guys do get old in a hurry. And the Warriors have four guys, and if one of them looks old in a hurry, then that may change things. But here's Joe Lacob. Something just moved here.
While you look, Austin asked me a question in San Jose. Guru, what other Dub youngsters are tradable by any value outside of Kuminga? Oh, real quick, Steiny. Austin, none. That's your guy. That's your trade bait. And I'm hoping it doesn't go down that road, Austin, but point taken. There are no youngsters that the Warriors could move that would get you any value, or I don't think, teams would be lined up to get outside of JK. He's your trump card.
Yeah.
If need be.
But, the other thing, I want to hear this cut from Joe Laker, because we also got to get into the way the contracts are set up right now. But here's Laker talking about the future.
So, there's two ways to look at it. We're committed. This is a two-year. I think Mike said it. Steve said it. Steph has said it. This is kind of a two-year program for now. And hopefully we're still continuing to develop some players so that we're not high and dry at the end of 2 years, or maybe it's 1 year, maybe it's 3 years. I don't know. But we're, for the most part, we're kind of all in on these next 2 years. And I think that's the way we're thinking about it. And we'll have to see a year or two out what develops in terms of where we're really sitting for that point going forward. There's no replacing a Steph Curry, for instance, overnight. I mean, we all know that. That just doesn't happen. So, you know, at some point, there's probably going to be some rebuild of sorts.
First time he's ever said rebuild? Is that the first time Joe Lacob's ever uttered that?
And Stani, it's like, you don't, I know it's raining. You don't got to tell me. I can feel the drops. And I don't need Joe to reframe, and not that he has using that word, but he knows what time it is. This will be a hell of a project to try to, you know, put back together new infrastructure. And first, you got to start by getting players. But as far as who's on this team outside of Kuminga, now I don't know why Austin has me thinking, Stani, you don't have that guy. And Jonathan Kuminga is the closest thing to it. That's a whole nother story. But I love Joe Lacob for saying to hell, not with the future, but we're focused on these next two, trying to get number five or closest to it as possible, because that's what you signed up for when you brought Jimmy Butler in, along with Steph and Al Horford. That was a signal of, I can't think past, I get a headache thinking past 24 months with this team.
So he said it's a two-year program for now. And he also said, you know, hope we keep we need to keep developing guys so we're not high and dry. And I'm assuming that's obviously the younger players. Okay, so it looks like it's going to be heavy on the veterans, but not too heavy so that the bench doesn't, the bench is going to get a lot of time, because apparently you've got to develop the bench. But is Steve Kerr going to be willing to do that?
I think that's up in the air, and that's why he's at the status that he's at. And if I were to ask you on this Friday, Stani, before football Sunday night with the Falcons and Niners, I don't know why I added that. Do you think it's Steve's decision, or do you think the ownership is like, you know, we'll revisit this? If I were to ask you, why do you think it is where it's at now? Is because a guy like me thinks Steve's can do whatever he wants, and he probably told him, as he said as much, let's just see how it goes.
Yeah, and we'll get into some of that sound with Kerr and Willard and Dibbs yesterday, because you know there is also the question about if it's a 2 year program. That's why, I mean, just from my point of view, yes, it's a 2 year program for now. So that tells me that they could stop believing it's a 2 year program at any point, and at the moment they don't think the window is open, then there's no need for Kerr to be here.
And maybe he wouldn't even want to be
here. I'm sure he wouldn't. Now, Steph Curry has indicated he doesn't want to play for anybody but Steve Kerr.
Now, am I wrong? The way he said that, I took it as he wouldn't want to, but he would.
Of course. He'd handle it the same way that he handled Mark Jackson to Steve Kerr.
Remember, Jordan said, field goals, I'm done.
And Steph Curry liked Mark Jackson, and he liked Steve Kerr, and I have no issue thinking that, you know, yeah, Curry might not want to play for another coach, but I can't imagine Curry making a huge fight on it, because he could get talked into the next guy, whoever it is.
Can I randomly give you a player that I'm excited about, and you just tell me on the Stani computer or metric what it spits out that I think we're going to see more of than anybody thinks?
Who?
Will Richard.
Okay.
There's just something about him, Stani. I just, his body type, the way that I think he plays and what I'm seeing, like, dude's got a motor. And you're like, oh, good, they all do. But there's just something about Will Richard that I'm thinking, could he carve out a niche?
For who? Who does he play over?
I mean, that's up to the coach, Stani, but it, you know, that could vary, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like,
it could be Gary Payton II. It could be the pods. I don't know, but I'm watching what he brings, and I can't put my finger on it, but it's like he brings something. I'm like, oh, he might not be chained to the bench.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
I had to get that out. Yeah, I got you. Watch him tonight. He'll be there tonight.
I mean,
I hear you.
I wish nothing but the best for Will Richard. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to impact winning or losing.
You can say it.
This year. I'm not going to say he stinks. That'd be unfair. I haven't seen him.
Mm. He's the 15th man.
So that means he's probably not going to be
in
uniform.
I didn't like that, Evan, but it's not Santa Cruz for sure. Yeah.
Currently.
I mean, who thought Potts was going to do what he did?
Potts was drafted 19th.
Yeah.
This guy's a second-round pick. But Post was a second-round pick.
Just keep an eye on Will Richard.
No, I'm not going to until he does something. When it can. Now, of course, I'll keep an eye on him, but we're talking about
boys. You didn't answer my question about Kerr. You think it's his decision or the ownership?
I think it's his decision.
Yeah, I think he's earned that, you would think.
I don't think he wants to commit next year. And why? Because there's uncertainty.
Do you think he would coach somewhere? Like, let's say if he had a chance to coach for the Spurs.
Yes, of course he would.
You think that would be intriguing?
I mean, I think so. Would it be intriguing?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to – how could I sit here and say San Antonio's not intriguing? I mean, that team could be a monster,
no doubt.
Monster problem for a lot of teams. Mm. Let's go to we'll go to Caleb. Caleb's in
our
Newark.
Man.
What's up, man? How you doing, Caleb?
What up? It's Friday.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I heard you guys, this isn't a payday Friday, though.
No. Thanks for reminding us.
You don't have to ask that again.
Yeah, that's that's unfortunate. I actually got paid yesterday. But look, before I jump into my Warriors point, Steiny Goo, man, I got to get you guys on my podcast, man. We got to talk some sports.
I think
we'll do that.
No, I have a fee now, Caleb.
I got you, Goo. I'm going to send you the information.
All right, okay. You know it's for free, baby. All right.
Steiny, too.
But we'll see.
Look,
we're not there yet.
But look, you just talked about it, Steiny, though, about the interview they had with Steve Kerr yesterday on Willard and Dibbs. I actually wanted to add on to that because I listened to it yesterday. Steve Kerr is saying that this is the best the roster has looked in the last couple of years. I'm not shocked he said that. One, because you just overall look at the team, there's a clear direction of where they're headed. Like, you know, this is the last couple of years. That's one. And the fact that you look at the personnel that they have on their team, it just fits better. There's more spacing. Obviously now bringing in Jimmy, there's another guy that gives them another who can create for himself and for others. Like, and he's good defensively. And then some of the guys that they brought in last year and bringing back De'Anthony Melton, bringing in Seth Curry, who can space.
Yeah, appreciate you running down all their transactions, Caleb. Thanks.
Steiny, why you gotta do that, man?
I got it for 4 hours, Caleb. Imagine if you were me, baby.
Hey, you know what? Hey, all I'm gonna say now, man, is the Warriors look all right, man.
I agree, Caleb. I think they do look all right.
You said,
but it's early. They haven't played yet. I like the.
Said one or two earlier, which moved me. Like,
yeah, if everything goes perfect,
I got you.
It's not going
even
to.
Even for you to go there, you don't know that. I hear you.
See, like, the other thing is, I mean, sure, I'll allow for the fact that they stay healthy all year, everything clicks, and they win 50-plus. Sure, that's within the realm of possibility.
Outside of OKC, they had
Vegas.
They had the best second half. Or when Jimmy came, the Warriors, wins, losses, and metrics and numbers, everything changed. It was a metamorphosis out of this world. Like, the Warriors were up there, and I know you're looking at me, Steiny, like, oh, good, that was half a season. And that's why the Jimmy Butler, I can't put my finger on it, experience will be tested because he knows now I'm not working half a shift. I got to do a full one.
Oh, yeah, and he's responded over the course of his career to doing that.
Well, he took a team to the finals.
That
the meme of him over in the bubble.
Yeah,
did
that player resemble anything like the Jimmy Butler from last year in the postseason?
I'll say this to that.
The answer's no.
But I'll say this to that.
That's all.
And I'm being Jimmy. Did I change everything? Did my gravity kick in? Kicked in. And the reason we made the postseason was because of me. My point is the gravity, his gravity was still there.
See, the way I go into a season is Steph Curry. He has to play at the same level that he's played in, or have minimal slippage. He's also got to play the same amount in general of games as he did in the last 2 years, 70 and 74. Like, he's got to play that many. Yeah. That's a challenge. Two, Jimmy Butler. And I'm going to just say it. I don't care, in a way, what he did last year. I don't. The slate is absolutely clean for me with Jimmy Butler.
But you tasted some positivity, though. That's the beautiful part about it.
I need to see this guy in this organization from the start of a season to the end of a season. And, yeah, I'm saying it because it's Jimmy Butler. He got here halfway through the season, showed us his best self, and was really, really good. That's fair.
Didn't he earn the benefit of the doubt, though?
Yes. For what?
For you to not question.
I am questioning. Why would I not question?
Because you saw in a short sample size.
That's my point. In a short sample size, he's always been great. But something happens with Jimmy Butler, and I don't know what it is. But there's clearly some stuff that have been a part of who he is that maybe we didn't see last year. And I'm not saying I don't like the guy, but he's got a history. And now he's here for a full season. And I need to see what he's like over a full season. I saw what he was like. I saw what he was like when he got here. And the games were really important right away, and they needed to, and that's what he done. But I want to see him play in November and December.
Yeah,
Draymond Green. Like, how much more of a decline, or I'll just say slippage rather than the decline. How much more of a decline of slippage can they see in Draymond, and still somehow be better than last year? So. To me, it's those three guys all have to, Butler's got to be Butler from, they all have to be the guys they were from last year. And if they're not, they can't slip too much. And then I just look at the younger guys and they need to be better for the, it might be a little unfair, but they need to be better.
And I was thinking about this the other night, just watching the game against Portland. Stoney, I mean this, and I'm not coming down Pods' road, but the day when it does come, and it's coming, that D'Anthony Melton is the best version of himself, why do I feel like Pods is going to be impacted the most? Or do you look at me, or do you think when I hear that, no, there's another way to finesse it? Why do you just go with Pods? But I go with Pods because he handles the things that Melton did last year, Stoney, for the short time. I mean, we were like, oh, this is a seamless, perfect fit. But I'm looking at this roster, and I'm like, maybe he cuts into Pods' minutes.
Good. That means he's better than Pods.
I mean, we know that when healthy he is.
Maybe. They like Pods. The Warriors do like Pods.
Right, and I guess we're going to see, and you like Melton when he's healthy. Melton's a better, come on now.
This is where.
I'm just saying, we got to put some respect on D'Anthony Melton when healthy.
But this is the thing. He's never been healthy, okay? And listen, I watched him play six games last year. I thought he was good.
Yeah.
I thought he helped him. He played six games. He's another guy, as far as I'm concerned, I know nothing about D'Anthony Melton. I have no idea whether he can play a full season at the same level that he played the first six games. He's a question mark injury-wise. But that's part of his history. I like him too. And I think he fits pretty well on this team.
Came in 2018-19 with Phoenix, played 50, then followed that up in Memphis, 60. Year after that, 52, then 73, 77, 38 with Philly, and 6 last year.
Yeah, so he's got to, he's got to somehow try to stay healthy like a lot of Warriors. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors are in a two-year window, but what does that mean? And how would you handle where the Warriors are at right now? It's funny. I made... There's one little similarity. It's like we're looking at the San Francisco 49ers. They're 4-2, but do we there's a foreboding that the season is in peril. You know what I mean? And then if things don't start to go well for the Niners, maybe they'll make some moves in terms of like selling. I think the Warriors are open to the same idea if they were to, I'm just going to call it go sideways because I don't want to get specific about how, but it, like, and on the other side, I want to tell you why I believe that even though it's a 2-year window, it could end at any time. 888-957-9570 is the number, and you know that. Let me find this read. See, this is where.
I was going to ask Evan how his concern went, but I'll do it on the other side. We got Carter.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This Sunday, the kickoff show with Lo Neal and Evan Giddings is live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale starting at 3. They'll have all the early games on, and the beer garden will be rocking. They have a DJ. Bartenders are going to be serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. And if you're going to the game, the shuttle, I believe, is full. But I'm going to double-check that. And let me double check that as we head into break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. And Warriors season starts on Tuesday. Last preseason game tonight against the L.A. Clippers. And Evan.
E-Dog.
We'd like to ask you a question.
We're talking about you while you're gone.
As our resident youngster. One of the things I enjoy as I get older is keeping up with what the young folk are doing. And you saw Chance the Rapper last night at the Masonic Auditorium. How was the show?
It was great. LaRussell opened for him.
LaRussell?
Zone. Yep. I literally walked in and he was already in the crowd doing his song.
Wow.
Chance did not go in the crowd. But I can confirm, Steiny, that he is indeed a rapper.
Nice. Nice.
A lot of spoken word. A lot of spoken word.
If you would rank, I got to tell you, if I were to set up Mount Venuemore, but only in San Francisco, I think the Masonic is on the Mount Rushmore of venues. I think the Warfield's got to be there. I think Masonic's got to be there.
Fillmore.
Fillmore's got to be there.
Bill Graham's pretty good.
Bill Graham throwback. I think that might be it.
I've never seen like orchestra.
What about Great American Music Hall? Forgot about that one.
There's a few spots. There's a few spots around the city. But Masonic, there's no bad seat in the house.
No, Masonic's incredible.
How long did he perform, E?
Until they said he had to leave.
Wow.
11 o'clock. Don't there tell the boss is. That, though.
No, that's an early night for you.
We know you are pro.
Man, you got 7 hours last night. You ought to be fresh as a daisy.
Got
to
rally.
So the Warriors, Joe Lacob says they're in a two-year window. And as he talked about being in a two-year window, he also said, yeah, it could be one, could be three. Yeah, see how it goes.
Yeah.
But he's right. It could be one or three. And here's the thing. Have you looked at the Warriors' salary situation?
I have
because
not.
Because we can gain a ton of clues about what they're thinking from where they are with their salary cap situation.
And what's falling off.
They have this year and next year, they're essentially, you know, no factor. They've got a lot of guys on the payroll. But the following year, 2 years from now, they actually only have $10 million committed in salary, but it's probably $23 million because Buddy Hield has a player option. My point is,
even then,
is 2 years from now, the Warriors have virtually nobody under contract, and that's the way they want it.
I got it.
And that's why, hey, you think, John, that's why you know that right now, maybe things will change, but right now, Jonathan Kuminga is not in the Warriors' long-term future. They don't want him, or they didn't want him this offseason to be part of the future because they want to save that and remain flexible, and Kuminga didn't fit that timetable.
Yeah, and who knows what Jokic's availability is or Giannis, but I get it. That's the ultimate do-over. But in any of that, Steiny, is there any scenario, and I know nobody wants to hear this, but I just had the thought, because I'm chef all day, Steph Curry. I just don't see this thing going so bad to where Steph says, okay, I have no chance to win it here. Maybe I go play for another team. Has that crossed your mind?
Well, my word's going to be sideways, because that way I don't have to get into specifics about what could or couldn't happen. You know, a whole myriad of things could happen. But, yeah, I think if halfway through the year things are quote-unquote sideways, then you call Steph in and say, what do you think?
But, and I just keep saying this, right now on paper they're too good, barring injury, for anything basketball-like
to go. Games played on the hardwood.
No doubt, and it was played last year, and look what they did. Beat a young, frisky Houston Rocket team.
You don't allow for the fact that
they
could be – let's say you don't allow for a fact that all the big four, let's just say, play 65 games. So they all miss 17 games. Do you allow for the possibility that even if that happens, they might not be as good as they think?
No, I just don't.
I think it's possible.
All right. I just really don't. And I think this team, more than any, is so sick and tired playing these damn play-in games. That this is another outlet, adding Horford or whomever, to where, you know what, this is going to be the year, not 2022 where you shocked the world, but you came out on fire and you avoid the play-in. But, Steiny, just think about the breadcrumbs of the playing Sacramento in the play. Like, they are so sick and tired. I think they're going to use this season, and they're going to be smart about it, to where if those days are past. Steiny, you're right. Lakeham might be right. We're 2 years, and this thing might be over. But damn it, those days of us playing in the play-in are over. And that's why I think they're going to – and they always have or tried, but now you got the nucleus to where on paper you got some pros, and I'm being proactive across the board. And if these youngsters take the next step and can hold it down, I mean, there's no reason the Warriors are anything lower than a fourth or fifth seed.
I absolutely allow for the fact that they could be relatively healthy and not as good as Oklahoma City. Well, not as good as Denver. Not as good as Houston.
Well, I guess my point would be, do we find out in the Western Conference Finals, you know? What if we find out
after 38 games that they can't? All I'm saying is, and I get it, fans should be optimistic, and you are optimistic, but that's not what an owner can do.
Mm.
And Joe Lacob has put together a roster that he likes this year with a salary structure that is going to allow the Warriors to pivot if they need.
So it's truly the end for him. If you're right and he's thinking that way, and I get it, he has nobody on the books. Like, he's looking for his new Steph, his new Dre. That's
exactly.
What that's
it. And it may be the old Steph.
Yeah.
That he gives another contract to in 2027, 2028. I'm just saying that.
But even then, that wouldn't be your future.
No, but if you're going to ride till the wheels fall off and Steph wants to be here, then you got to pay Steph whatever he wants, but that's going to prevent you from being super duper flexible. So maybe that's the contract he signs where he takes a little less. I don't know. But, you know, I think anything and everything is on the table this year with the Golden State Warriors, depending on how they do.
Yeah. Real quick here, Stoney, in the chat, Flamethrower, and I don't know if he's trolling. Golden State Warriors are a third-tier West team. Hell no.
It's very possible, Goo. It's possible.
With a full Jimmy Butler from the start.
Yeah.
And Al Horford.
Because I got news for you. You ain't getting the Jimmy Butler of the second half of the season for the whole season. Because he hasn't done that in a long, long time.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you don't, the embryo stages of it going sideways. Let's say you're right. Now, you don't want to be right. But if that happened, then that's a problem.
Yeah, but that's what you sign up for a little bit with Jimmy Butler. You got to play by his rules sometimes. 888-957-9570 is the number. Joe Lacob talking about a two-year window. Steve Kerr is signed for one more year. So Steve Kerr was on with the with Willard and Dibbs yesterday on his weekly show. He'll be on at 5 every Thursday on Willard and Dibbs. And here's how he wants things to go here.
I think I've just gotten to the point here with this run where I can take my time and I have a partnership with Joe and with Mike where they understand. I want to just see where everything is at the end of the year. And I think it benefits them too. You know, you see a lot of cases where things don't end well with a coach and maybe it's time to move on and, you know, they have to pay the coach and there can be some acrimony. I really want this to end perfectly, like, you know, just the way it's supposed to end. This has been such an amazing run. And so whether that is at the end of this year, or the end of, you know, next year, or the year after, it's going to end really well. And we have a partnership here that allows us to do that, where we can just say, look, let's just take it year by year. And I'm not doing this for leverage. I'm just doing it because I want to see where our organization is at the end of the year, where I am and where the players are. And then, you know, I kind of assume that it's going to go well and I'll be back, to be honest with you. But I just think it makes sense to just, at this stage, just take it year by year and see where everyone is.
Words are so powerful. Can I just tell you briefly, Stoney, or take my time? To what you've kind of been saying without saying it, not that you don't want to say it, I guess there's a picture that could be so murky or ugly that he wouldn't want to come back. So he's allowing for the fact of, like, I'm so overzealous and excited that it's going to be Picasso. He's allowing for it to, like, I got to see what it looks like.
Right.
If it got sideways.
Right now, he has no interest in committing to coach this team next season. That's what I'm hearing. He doesn't want to lock himself in for next year. And if that doesn't tell you that even he thinks, while there's a window, there's still uncertainty, I don't know what to tell you. I just don't know what to tell you. He's allowing for the fact that the Warriors could come off this two-year plan in 1 year's, and he's not the right coach for this team.
Now, to be honest, we were here a couple years ago, and he did the same exact thing and came back. You know, so we could have said that then.
Right.
And we would have read the tea leaves wrong, or maybe the pitcher.
But the year better be going well, or he ain't going to do it.
Well, he was high. He's high on this roster.
Well, Joe Lacob said they could win a title last year and the year before, and they didn't.
My man.
And just because, you know, just because Kerr believes it and Lacob believes it and Dunleavy believes it doesn't mean it's right or it's going to work. Let's go to Ross in Benicia. He's coming with some heat, and I get the sense he's tired of Brandon Podziemski's slander. Hey, Ross.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, hey,
No. It's actually the opposite. Oh. Hey, Goo, what's happening, man?
What's up, baby?
Oh, boy.
This dude's got a voice.
I just feel like this. Goo, you had said the only young tradable asset the Warriors have is Kuminga.
Yeah.
And I actually agree with you. So then why do the Warriors put so much value in Podziemski? I don't get it. I really don't see it. He's okay. You know what I'm saying? He can't. I mean, that's just my opinion. I'm just trying to figure it out, man. Can you guys help me out with that?
Stoney, I don't want to speak for you. Yeah, say it. You said they're lacking in the guard area.
Yeah, but I like, and thanks a lot for the call, Ross. I appreciate it. Like, first of all, they like Podziemski. Secondly, the way they talk about him, I'm sure the league hears. Now, whether they believe it or not, I don't know. But like when we say, oh, they really like Podziemski, I don't believe they'd move Podziemski in a second.
Well,
if they liked a deal. I like, it's not like he's untouchable.
But a couple of months ago, over the summer, we were saying we thought that he might be untouchable.
What?
That was holding up a deal for Paul George.
That's preposterous.
Yeah, I'm just saying that was out there, remember?
But he's not.
No. I agree with that.
I'm just saying.
But they may not. The Warriors.
You don't think if they could get a star in here, they would move Podziemski?
No, I
do.
Well, things have changed, but when it was reported that they were trying to get our guy from Utah. Remember, there were reports.
They didn't think Markkanen was worth it.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
But we also read, was Pods untouchable?
He's not. Do you really believe Pods is untouchable?
Hell no.
Well, then let's never mention it again.
But you would be lying to me and the listeners if you said that subject matter didn't come up when they were trying to get marketing from Utah, and we were like,
they didn't
want to
include him in the trade. He's not untouchable.
Okay. Right. Well,
Jesus
that's what
Christ.
I agree with. But
I mean,
don't. But you're right. But see, I feel like when that report came out, you didn't have this energy.
He's not untouchable. Like, Brandon Podziemski? He might have been untouchable in that trade for a guy like Lauri Markkanen, but Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr are not dumb enough to ever tell anybody that he's untouchable. That was written by somebody.
Right. I'm just saying it happened.
That is the biggest bunch of cockamamie crap I've ever
heard.
Well,
I'll tell you this about that then, because I agree with you, but I don't remember this energy. My point is, he's going to ask for the keys, so
that's why he's not untouchable.
Well, I'm just like, do we know that for if my man is asking for the keys? I'm just saying he might be further along or valued more.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this
right now. New Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Or then you think, they might think highly of them more than any of us think.
I'm sure they think more highly of Brandon Pajemski than a lot of people. He's not untouchable.
He wouldn't be if I were running it.
Let's go to
that ain't even slander.
Scott in Marin. What's up, Scott? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Yeah, you know what? Listening to that comment from Kerr just now and then having to listen to Lakeup and on the TK show, it sounds like they're on the same page.
I agree.
You know, because they asked, well, and so they're both, because Lakeup made it pretty clear that if you're not 100% committed, he's not going to give you an extension. So that's basically where they're at. And it sounds like they're happy to go to the end of the season and see where they feel. You know, if things go as they anticipate, I think he's going to return, and I think he'll stay until Steph leaves. But it makes perfect sense to me. Doesn't sound like he's looking for leverage or another job. He just said that. I have no reason not to believe him.
Yeah,
so I don't really have an issue with it. So
I don't have an issue with it either, like at all. I'm just saying the possibility certainly exists that Kerr won't be the coach this year. But no, I do think, Scott, I agree with you. They're all on the same page. And I think it's because they all know that this is going to be a year that could determine the direction of where they go, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, and the pods thing, come on. There's two untouchable
right
on this roster. I mean, Podzinski, come on. No. I mean, it may not have been a good trade to deal him. I get that point. But to say untouchable is just ridiculous.
Appreciate it, Scott. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah. And again, I'm just reporting what was out there. And I was like, man, you got to be kidding me.
888-957-9570 is the number. Here's Joe Lacob on the Steve Kerr contract situation, and this is from the TK podcast.
Yeah, if it was up to, I know it's a hypothetical, but if it's up to you, he came to you, let's do this for another year, you would be all on board for that?
Let me start over, because that was the second part of it.
I think he's just trying to figure out, see how it goes this year a little bit, and it could be during the course of the year he decides on a path that he'd like to continue, or that he doesn't. You know, he's earned the right. I'm perfectly comfortable in whatever he wants to do. I trust him to be a great arbiter of all that. And he's going to treat his career and his players and his organization fairly. And we're going to do the same.
Yeah, if it was up to, I know it's a hypothetical, but if it's up to you, he came to you, let's do this for another year, you would be all on board for that, another 2 years, another 3 years?
I mean, I'm not going to commit to anything like that. The only thing I want to know is that he wants to do it, and he has the energy and drive and enthusiasm for it. That is a requirement I do need from him. I need it from our GM. I need it from everyone in the organization, and including me. Mm-hmm. I need to be motivated. I need to be enthusiastic. I need to be working my ass off every day. And if I can get that out of them, then I want them to be here.
All right. That's Joe Lacob. I agree. You know, and I'm glad Scott actually called in from Marin. Because I completely do agree with him, and we haven't looked at it that way. And it is Kerr and the organization are on the exact same page, and they know exactly where the team is right now. And I got to tell you, this is where, you know, Kerr could want to get a new contract, and they would probably have to give it to him, but he doesn't want that. Like, I got to give him credit for that. This is the second time now where he's kind of rolled the dice. But what I think, last time aside, which I think was in 2024, but he's not sure if he wants to coach next year.
And that's exactly what it sounds like.
And he's not sure if he wants to coach here. Or he wants to maybe see if there's another opportunity. Or the Warriors win the title this year and he's got to come back to defend. I think everything's on the table. They all know it. And they're all okay with it because they know. This is what they know.
Things change dramatically in sports and in so many ways. You never know how anything plays out. Like I said, I'm not sitting here saying, you know, using this for leverage, like I'm going to go somewhere else. And, you know, this is just about, I'm 60 years old. I will have been here 12 years. There's going to be a next era to this thing. And at that point, I'm very sure that they're going to, Joe and Mike should bring somebody new in and get it, you know, get a new face, new blood, all of that. You know, hopefully that's not for 2 or 3 years and I'm here during that whole run. And that's kind of what I expect, but we'll, like I said, this allows us to just play it out and see what happens.
He's too old.
God, he can run for office, man. That's just wild.
Maybe it's interesting as a 61-year-old. Yeah, but
12 years.
I don't think I could relate to anything more than that.
Wow.
He's winding down. He's got 1 year left. And he's thinking about, should I do it a little more? Should I shut it down? When I shut it down, we'll just get somebody new in.
But how old do we look like? How old do we look like? He talked about the team.
It's about how old you feel.
Because last Friday, you don't remember, we had Mike Dunleavy on, and you asked him about the Kerr contract, and he basically said, too, during our interview, Stoney, that it basically was up to Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it is.
But now I feel like if he were in my chair and you asked him, you know, what do you expect this year? There is a part of him that would say something to the effect of, and I don't agree, it could go sideways. What could happen this year for Steve to be like, man, that it took all of it out of me. It's just time, I'm done here.
Maybe a year like when Draymond punched Poole. I mean, sometimes I feel like, you know, we got to acknowledge that sometimes things may not, may not go perfectly. Here's the other thing. I think Steve's smart enough to, like, he doesn't want a 3-year extension. Okay. But if he were to ask for a 3-year extension, I think Lakeham would be saying, I think he'd say no. But Steve's not going to do that because he doesn't want, like, he also doesn't want to commit for 3 years because we're at the end of Steph and Butler and those guys. So.
But if it were perfect, Stoney, those guys still got 1 or 2 or 3 more years left. Steph Curry,
but you can't count on that. And the fact that this is the make or break year to determine whether or not Kerr comes back and how he feels, to me, is a clear sign that they are allowing for the fact that maybe they're not going to be good next year. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I got 3 questions here on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line that they want us to answer. Goo, we'll do that on the other side. Steve Kerr, yeah, he's fine. He doesn't want to commit to next year, and the Warriors probably don't want to commit to anything longer than that anyway. I agree. The silver lining is they definitely are on the same page in terms of that. 888-957-9570. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Goo by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.